6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 8:53 p.m.
8:53 is not one of life's moments. Oh, but this is actually a moment. Do you know the real time? I do. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. Yeah, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Oh, right. So, yeah. Once again, we find ourselves doing the committee thing. And that's always fun. I like it. And I suspect you do, otherwise you wouldn't be here as well. My name is Tobe. You knew that already. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I must welcome you wholeheartedly. Hello! Here, and let me pour you some tea. Oh, look at that. Doesn't that look yummy? Yes. Yes, it does. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh, yeah. Oh, today. Today we're drinking Jinjin Mei. Although it's getting kind of weak. I started drinking Jinjin Mei yesterday after Dubious Goals Committee. And this is the last of what I was working on yesterday. And it's don't get me wrong, it's really, really good. Yeah, it is good. It's just losing a little bit of its magic, that magic flavor. But it's still really, really good. I like it. I like it. But I don't want to sit here and drink tea. So let's get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Because we're out and about today. And where are we today? What are we doing? Oh, I think it's raining. It has started to rain. A little bit, barely. Okay, so here's what you need to know. I am walking around at OPPD. Yes, here we are, OPPD. This is my temple. This is the true temple to the god of electricity. And yeah, it has begun to rain. All right, here's what was happening earlier. Yesterday, it rained a little bit in the morning. And then it was clear. We were out and about. We went to Heron Haven and stuff, and we saw dudes, including egrets. And then it was sunny and warm. And then sometime around, I don't know, late afternoon, the clouds rolled back in. It got cool, and I went out. I went to Heron Haven again, saw the egrets, saw all kinds of fun stuff. You know, all the regular dudes, muskrats and geese and various ducks. The egrets were still there. There was a couple of blue herons out and around. And that was great. And then I went to go check the golf course. I went to the creek and, oh boy, there was a couple golf balls laying around. And then I got in there and I sort of had a moment. I sort of had an issue. You know, we've left so many golf balls in there. in the last week that I sort of freaked out and I started picking up golf balls. Just the ones that were fairly easy to get. And I got 10. Yeah, I don't know why. And then it started raining late at night. And it rained overnight really good. There's a blue jay freaking out above me. I'm walking up the marmot alley, and there's just no mottis around. There's not going to be marmots in these dens anymore because that invasive species that's taking over Heron Haven, but is being cut back, is taking over here as well. And it has not been cut back, and it's going to get bad in here. So yeah, there's no motts over there. So anyway, it rained overnight. I'm crossing the first bridge. Actually, I guess this is the second bridge. It rained overnight, and then it stopped. And it was totally dry at my house, and so I thought, yeah, we can go out. We can go out and look for dudes. And that's what we're doing here at the OPPD Arboretum. I have entered the forest. You can probably hear lots of traffic on the Interstate 680 loop. It's a cool day. It's just a little bit over 10 degrees Celsius, or about 51 degrees Fahrenheit. The bark mulch on the path is wet. It's damp. Things are turning green around here, but the only thing turning green is the bad invasive species stuff. And there's a lot of it, especially over here in one of our known morel areas. And look, a tree fell down over here too. We might not be able to get to any little mushrooms that are hiding in there anymore. And so we are also kind of looking for mushrooms. We're looking for marmots and we're looking for mushrooms today. I don't expect to find much in the way of mushrooms. But it could happen. We had a couple of really warm days between rains. Much too warm. And we had warm overnight, most importantly. And so I'm looking around on the ground. What are the first things that we spot? You know, well, LBMs. Little brown mushrooms. I'm standing here at the intersection of the path and the deer path, the deer trail that is now an official trail and it's got bark mulch. This is a morel zone right here. We have found quite a few right here and behind me, right over here. But yeah, there's not going to be any growing today. Well, I say that. You never know. Weird stuff could happen. And when it comes to mushrooms, weird stuff does happen because they're weird. So, I am just kind of making a fairly thorough check as I look around, but I'm not seeing anything. If we find any mushrooms, I expect them to be coprinus of some kind. Coprinus is pretty ubiquitous. We find it everywhere. And it's a nice day. It's a good day to be out. It's a good day to be out. It's a little cool. I like it this way. It's a little misty. Now that I'm in the forest, I'm not feeling any tiny raindrops, but I was 2 minutes ago. Oh, I just felt one on my face. Okay, so yeah. There's kind of rain. It's sort of raining a little bit. All right, what else are we apt to find, mushroom-wise? Trying to think. I don't know. I suppose we might be able to find some reconstituted auricularia. That happens sometimes. I'm not finding much of anything, though. I'm not even seeing any dudes. I'm not finding any dudes. What kind of dudes are we expecting to find? Well, here at OPPD, we like finding marmots. But I have seen deer in here. There's deer in here. There's turkeys in here. There's rabbits and squirrels. And I think I saw a fox one time. I have approached a bridge. I'm going to look down into the water. Or actually, what I'm really looking at is the mud. Yeah, okay, there's some tracks, but I can't figure out what they are. Because they're soft. They're muddy. But I'm not going to cross the bridge at this time. Going to head back over here, and we're going to walk up this little dead end. It gets up close to the interstate, so you're going to hear a lot of traffic noise. But I want to go check up here because this is where we often find turkeys. When we find turkeys here, they tend to be hiding back here. Kind of having a sinus day today, too. And I had a weird morning. I had another one of those weird days, nights, whatever, where, you know, you go to bed at 3:30 a.m., then for no reason at all, you wake up at 5:30 and cannot go back to sleep. Yada. Yada. So I'm just glad to be out and about and running around. Oh, and that reminds me. When I was out down in the creek last night, I got on the far bank, found a few balls over there. I was walking around over there, and I might have found a new marmot den. A marmot den that I've never seen there before, etc., etc. I couldn't quite check it out. It was up high. But anyway, I'm as far back in the forest here as I can go. I don't see any turkeys anywhere. I don't see any deer. Sometimes deer like to hide back here. I'm looking down into the creek, and it's starting to rain. It's a raining. A little bit heavier. I'm looking over into the secret mushroom zone, and I can't see anything. So we're gonna walk. We're walking. Oh, it's a good day in the forest. There's not a lot of people here. Because of the rain and stuff, when I pulled in, there was only like 4 or 5 cars. I don't know where the people are, but they're not back here where I am. And that's fine. I almost brought something else with me. Now I'm glad I didn't. I was thinking, oh, I should bring a synth with me. We should bring some kind of synth so we can walk around in the forest and make some synth noises. And of course, I considered the OP-1. I considered the Bit Collider. And of course, I considered the Pocket Operator. When was the last time we had Bass Drop Baby out with us? It's kind of been a while, huh? But then I thought, no, it could rain. And sure enough, it is now raining. I am getting rain on my glasses. I'm getting rain on my face. I'm getting rain on my shoes. Why do I feel rain on my ankles? Did I wear socks today? Yes, I do have socks on today. I usually do. I like to wear socks. But I just have my pants rolled up really high. So I'm getting some air on my ankles. Getting some rain on my ankles too. All right, seems like the rain is backing off a little bit. We're approaching the traditional birthing den for marmots. I'm just now starting to get that weird headache that I get when it gets cold. I'm tensing up against the cold. And I don't think that den is in use. No. Interesting. It's probably one of the last few usable dens. All the other dens are going to get pushed out by the terrible invasive species. Oh, this is making my neck hurt. Here's an interesting thing. This old log bridge has collapsed. That's kind of weird. What are the squirrels going to use to cross the creek now? But this is where we need to go, right up here. First, we take a look at this tree. This tree contains mycelium for witch's butter. And witch's butter does grow. But yeah, it's way too early in the season. There's nothing there. But while we're standing here, we look around furtively to make sure nobody sees what we're doing. And then we make this little move. Pa-chow, pa-chow, zing! And now we're back in the secret mushroom grounds. And now it's starting to rain harder. And now my neck is really starting to hurt. But I wanted to come back here and look at the conditions. This is where we find the most morels. It's right back in here. Conditions are not right. We are very unlikely to see anything, and I'm sure as heck not seeing anything. Rain is coming down a little bit harder, and it's getting on my glasses, making it more and more difficult to see. That's fine. I've got 25 mushroom vision. Man, I can spot them in the most under duress conditions. Oh man, my head is getting wet. This is not good. I'm not seeing much in the way of any mushroom action back here. I'm also going to look up into the woods. I'm not seeing any deer, but I can't see very far into the woods because things are turning green. And my glasses are getting wet. Wet enough that I am now having, some pretty severe occlusion of vision. Alright. So I'm kind of walking back the way I came. I gotta check this area because I forget. What grows right here? There's some more. A lot of mushrooms grow right here too. We get a lot of those little Japanese parasol coprinus and various other ones growing right around here. Oh yeah, there's some Xylaria that grows over there too. That's a really good Xylaria spot. Not seeing any Xylaria today though. Although that does sort of come up early. We'll probably see that in a couple of weeks. Wow, I gotta tell you, my head hurts. Wait, there's a hole by this tree. Anybody in that hole? That doesn't look like it's been cleared out. I don't know if there's any matis here yet. Or any more. Yeah, it's this stupid stuff. I can't remember the name of this plant. Something something honeysuckle is a common name for it, but there's a lot of plants out there that people call honeysuckle, so it doesn't do us any good. But yeah, this place is getting taken over by it, and it's possible that they don't know. You know, that it might be that OPPD and the grounds crew here do not know that this stuff is bad, so it could take over here. It already kind of is. Like right here, I used to be able to walk back in there. Can't walk back in there anymore. This is another one of the little areas that is a pocket for morels. In fact, the first time I ever found morels out here, it was right here. Ow. Wow, my head really hurts, and now my hair is wet. Probably going to catch a cold. But that's okay. If my hair gets super wet, I can just sit under the hairdryer for a while. My super powerful Megadeth hairdryer. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of hairdryers, I should probably make a trip to the beauty supply store. I should probably go there. Haven't been there in a while. I need to pick up some horse shampoo. And there was something else I was thinking about. What was I? Oh, I was going to look for some beads. And of course, I got to check for other hair accessories, things to hold my hair back, various hair wraps and stuff. All right, I'm going to pause here at this little intersection of paths. This is another major mushroom area. Not morels, but we get lots of really cool stuff over here sometimes. And I'm going to walk out of here. I am going to go up to the Marmot Bridge here and see what's going on. See if there's any signs of any marmots under this bridge. Marmots like to hang out here. But I'm not seeing any signs of activities. All right, let's look in the little dry creek ditch. There are some footprints of something down in there, but they're old. They've been there for a while. Can't really tell what they are anyway. All right. Man, I'm starting to get a headache. What is wrong with my brain today? Do I have brain freeze? I don't know. Probably. Some kind of brain lockup. I don't feel like going up there. There are other mushroom areas to check. Not morel areas, but other species of mushrooms and stuff grow up there. But I don't feel like doing this anymore. Now my head hurts. Now I just want to listen to some music or something, but what do I want to listen to? Thank you. I don't need to tell you who that was, but I'm going to. That was Justin Johnson with something that he dropped a couple days ago. He's playing his little Mule Resophonic guitar there. Man, I really, really like that guitar. It's so cool. And it sounds so awesome. I don't know, having that guitar might make me a little bit nervous, though. Just because, I don't know, suppose you're just, maybe you just got done eating lunch.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Her camera.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Greasy.
Your 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409. Oh, it doesn't matter. You better not get my Mule Resophonic guitar greasy, Kirk Cameron, or 1981, Mom will not say.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just being the greasiest little Cameron children that we possibly could be. But, no, don't get me wrong. That's not his real sister. That's not his real sister in the commercial. No, that's not Candace. Candace Cameron. No, if you need to find Candace Cameron these days, all you need to do is look on the Hallmark channel. Just either one. Yes, there are two Hallmark channels. If you check either one of them, the odds are about 50-50 you're going to run into Candace Cameron. Just stay away from Kirk. One thing that you should not stay away from, however, is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I just realized I need to go to the grocery store. Should I do that now? I guess this is as good a time as any. But anyway, tune in tomorrow and every other day. I gotta go to the store. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.